LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
Introduce you.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
You know, somebody called a little while ago. When they called at the studio and they said, I wonder if you can get Bird to do something on Christmas. Well, it's fitting. This is Christmas morning. And the Bird's got a little arrangement, a little surprise for you on White Christmas.
It is Friday, the 21st of December, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Jason Carman is here. He's a filmmaker whose latest project, Lions in Waiting, takes on the issue of hazing in sports and what place it still has in our modern world. And then it's our last show before Christmas, so we're doing our annual Christmas Songs You May Not Have Heard Before, or at least not for a while show. Plus the usual call board, and we'll fill you in on stuff that's going on this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Jason is here. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you're a local filmmaker, but you're also a UBC student.
Yes.
Or a master's student, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm finishing up my master's program at UBC in film production and creative writing. This is my third year.
Yeah. I'm just going to move your microphone a little bit. You know, you stay put, and there we go. So you're comfortable, and we're comfortable, and everything's good. So this is, you said, your third year?
Yes,
yeah.
It's my third year.
Yeah, and your master's thesis is a film called Lions in Waiting.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's about an Asian hockey player who gets hazed, and that complicates his coming out process. And he's looking for role models, and he finds the coach giving him an opportunity to rise to the top. And in doing so, he gets the confidence to reach his potential. In doing so, he inspires other team members to reach their fullest potential. Specifically, another team member comes out.
Yeah, so. that's quite a victory, actually. Even today in the 21st century, the whole idea of sexuality amongst sports teams is a very volatile issue.
Yeah, I wanted to address male fragility in a competitive environment. Why is it looked down upon if guys show vulnerability in these environments, right? There's these certain associations with vulnerability. It's often equated with weakness and being LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one can be strong and vulnerable. One can be strong and vulnerable at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Which is sometimes a difficult concept to really grab a hold of, and when you're dealing in terms of competitive sports, the idea of strength and perseverance and sort of the so-called masculine attributes are celebrated, and anything that kind of doesn't quite match with that is really not just looked down on, but treated with scorn and abuse and shamed.
Yeah. Yes. I have to say, like in making this film, I was comparing other sports films out there, and I discovered that there aren't too many sports films with Asian lead actors,
mm-hmm.
and also with queer athletes, yeah, in a leading role. So I started to understand why I was feeling less than in some of these situations, feeling ashamed because I didn't see myself,
yeah,
presented in a very strong and supportive role. So, mm-hmm,
yeah. So you wanted to tell the story that would present that point of view.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, mm-hmm, it's becoming more competitive these days. And I wanted to present something that hopefully others can find, yeah, inspiring.
Now, one of the issues that the film explores is the whole idea of the initiation rituals, also known as hazing, that go on in team sports. Can you sort of talk a little bit, just sort of definitionally, what hazing is?
So I'm not an expert in, yeah, hazing. I just want to put, yeah, that out there. But I personally have noticed the indoctrination process of breaking individuals down in order to build a stronger team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the act of commiserating does unify, bring people together in order to succeed.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when it started, but there was a specific movie called Miracle. It was a Disney film, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. It was about the 1980 Olympic U.S. hockey team.
Yeah, yes. Mm. And what struck me about that was prior to that, the U.S. Olympic hockey team subscribed to a different way of training, and then they decided to apply a more militaristic approach,
mm-hmm,
breaking down individuals in order for them to commiserate and reach this higher goal. So I'm wondering whether or not it all started there. Again, I'm no expert.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I guess the U.S. Olympic team, hockey team, wasn't winning too many games.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the coach brought in that idea in order to match what the Soviets were doing, I guess it really radicalized and improved their performances. So I'm not quite sure whether or not then that was copied and pasted across the U.S. as, mm-hmm, a way of succeeding, breaking people down,
yeah,
hazing, right?
But it's something that occurs in all sort of male bonding situations. It's very common in the military, as well as other sports teams and schools, especially sexually segregated schools, and those kinds of situations. So it's something that has it's been around for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely.
I would be curious to find out if there's more, if it's specifically just men, or if females experience the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Yeah,
That's a good question to explore. Yeah,
yes,
that might be your follow up film. well, let's talk about the film itself.
Yes,
it was shot here. Actually, shot on campus here at the Thunderbird Sports Center.
Yeah, it was at the Doug Mitchell Sports Arena. Mm-hmm. They have three different rinks for three different looks, and I used the Father Bauer Arena and the larger, more pristine Doug Mitchell Arena. Mm-hmm. So we filmed, I think, 2 years ago in the middle of the night, in the middle of December, I remember, and we filmed over the course of 3 days in the hockey rink, because that's when it's available.
Yeah.
And I remembered, because it was set in a minor league environment, that you couldn't engage anybody over the you couldn't engage any minors before 7 a.m.
Right.
So it was a bit of a logistical challenge just to coordinate. Okay, who are the adults, and then who are the minors, and when can they come in?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and so why did you choose hockey as the platform to tell the story?
It was actually inspired by an assault on a hockey mom back in 2014 in Surrey Newton.
Mm-hmm.
The hockey mom unfortunately passed away from her injuries, and the community came together, and it was this act that made me wonder, what is it about hockey that everybody was talking about? Mm-hmm. I mean, for the longest time, I've told immigrant stories, because I'm an immigrant from Indonesia. And this was my opportunity to start learning more about what it's like to be Canadian, to learn Canada's national sports, hockey, right? And I just found parallels with playing hockey and making a film. The discipline you needed, the long hours you put into it, the dedication and the passion and all that, the faith, right? So I just found it very inspiring, the people who commit to the sport, even though, you know, the chances of breaking into the NHL are very is very slim. Just like making a film, the chances of making it big is also very slim, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
but if it's what you love to do, you keep doing it anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And tell us a bit about your cast. Who's your lead player?
The lead hockey player, his name is Taylor Kari, mm-hmm. and he's a local mixed race actor who was previously in was a local show. He's been on Riverdale,
mm-hmm.
and
I'm just going through your credits here to see if I can find him.
Let me see. It was another show.
Romeo Section is what you've got in his bio.
Perfect. Yes, yeah. He was on Romeo Section previously to that. So he was on these two shows.
He was on Supernatural too.
Yes. Yeah. So he's on.
So he does a lot of work. So he's good. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So.
And had he played hockey before, or was this a new experience for him?
It was a new experience for him. Yes. So he was able to bring this strength and the quiet strength that I needed in the role.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to use a body double.
Yeah.
In order to...
On the ice stuff.
In order to sell him playing hockey well. Mm-hmm. So at a midget level, right?
Yeah.
At a midget level. Yeah. So,
which is what, 15, 16?
15, 16. Yeah. So.
And you've got a very good friend of our show, Bob Fraser, playing the coach.
Yes, yeah. So Bob Fraser was excellent. He actually coaches for Pee Wee hockey. Apologies, Bob, if I'm incorrect in that, but I know you do coach. You coach hockey. I think it's in Pee Wee.
Yeah.
And so he was able to bring that real life experience into the into the character, you know, onto the rink, and so many people respect Bob.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He actually helped us out with a project here as well. He's the kind of person that if he sees what you're doing is worthwhile and is an important piece of work, he wants to be on board no matter what your budget is or who else he's working with. He's really passionate about his work, so it's good that you got him on board as well. So, where are you at with it now? It's a short film, right? It's about 17 minutes.
Yeah, so it's 17 minutes. It's played internationally around 35 film festivals. It's nearing its end of its festival run, so it's now available on Out TV Go. Mm-hmm. Which is the LGBT network in Canada.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, you can check it out there. There's been a lot of discussion on taking it into a feature length. I actually made a little epilogue of the film while in school here,
yeah.
And that's starting its festival run. It's called Lionhood. It's only a 2-minute. Video essay about the lives of these two hockey players afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I am interested in a feature-length version and dealing with this idea of two people together facing an uncertain world, mm-hmm. right? And how their bond, their common sexual identities can help them persevere through all this uncertainty and all the different things that we measure masculinity by.
Yeah, yeah, and it's, you know, they're creating a team of their own. You know, it's like it's
yeah,
you know, without the abuse. So
yeah, yeah. So I haven't seen too many sports films like that where sexuality is one of the things that's addressed front and center in a very physical and competitive environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful. Well, congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself, and hope that you're able to continue telling these stories because it's like you said, it's something that needs to be told that people aren't getting enough exposure to, and. Best of luck to you in the future. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Dave.
All right, let's get back to some music. This is our dear friend Chris Elkstrand, and he's got a couple of songs. We've heard this one before.
Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you hear what I hear? Dad is crying in the basement. Such a bad year, full of shame and self-debasement. Now he can't find his tools, and he can't find the tree stand, and he can't find the screws, and who put away the lights this way. It's not how you do it, it's just not how it's done. Why can't we do anything right? Why do we do everything wrong in this house? So let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you know what I know? Mom is swearing on her cell phone.
called her friend Joan, 'cause she can't handle my dad alone. 'Cause she's sick, mom's so sick of dad and his tears and emotional fits. She wishes he was strong, 'cause if he was stronger, he could pull up his socks and just deal with it. But he can't get right. Wait for it. But he can't get right tonight. Oh, okay, I'm doing this. They can put up a tree on their own. Christmas tree without a fight this year. Thank you very much. Really? You just put a tag on it? You don't tell me?
Just to buy him some toys he'll play with for a week. Or he might just play with the boxes, because the boxes are more interesting at Christmas time. I'll fall asleep on the couch, just like my grandma, who's been dead for more than 10 years, but I still really sort of miss her. And of course I miss my mother, 'cause my mother's dead too. And I miss all my other dead relatives, even the ones who were kind of racist, 'cause it's Christmas time. With the relatives who remain, it's time to have some arguments that are totally insane. Like, does wood conduct electricity? Are oranges full of calcium? And things get kind of ugly when talk turns to immigration. My family's never thought too deeply on the subject. So I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I crawl into a closet instead, where I scream into a pillow
for a solid 15 minutes or so. Then go back to say, I'm sorry, even though I'm not really sorry. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Seasonal cheer.
Let's hope we survive.
Let's hope we survive
another year.
Another year.
And I just really want to apologize if I did anything that made you feel less valued as a human being. You know, I know you have strong and valid opinions. Strong opinions. And I don't want to suggest that they're not valid, even though, I mean, what it is I went to school for it, and I've done years of research on the subject. But that's not to say, I mean, that I don't totally respect that you read some articles your friend sent you and spent 10 minutes online confirming your thinking. I mean, I think that's good. It's good that we can be engaged. It's good we can have this meaningful discussion. These are all good things. This is what family's about. This is what getting together's about. You're totally right. It was wrong of me to draw a distinction between feeling something is a threat and something actually factually being a threat. I mean, can we agree that I accept the fact of your feelings without accepting your feelings are actually facts? Is that fair? That way, I think we can all get out of this.
Christmas without you. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. Sounds of laughter can be heard everywhere. How can the Yuletide start when I have a broken heart? Don't know what to do. It's just not Christmas without you.
The Cypress Street Band, one of the first bands to actually perform live in studio here on Dave Radio 4 whole years ago. And that's their Christmas song, It's Just Not Christmas Without You, which I like playing every year because it's such a sweet tune. We have a new one. Other friends of the show, The New Black, are still going strong. They're going to be performing at Lanaloo's on Powell Street tonight. It's a big show. It's their XXX Christmas show featuring Mrs. Claus and her drunken elves, Hail Santa, Bloody Betty, No Pants Santa, and the, what is that, the Hotties? The Hotties, yes. And The New Black. It all starts at 8 o'clock. Well, the doors open at 8 o'clock. They're handing out free appetizers at 8:30. It's only $10 to get in. Music starts at 9:20 with No Pants Santa, and New Black is up at 10 o'clock. So get down there tonight, have a good time, and when you're there, you'll hear this. It's the New Black's new Christmas song called "Put Some Sleigh Bells on It."
We were feeling low in the studio in the fourth week of July, and our Christmas carol was in serious peril, and we had no reason why. The lyrics are profound, and yes, the concept's clever. A sentimental streak, well, it's as warm as ever. Songs, all that, but it just falls flat, and our deadline. The chords are all superb and the arrangement's classic. Our playing is restrained and never too bombastic. It's a perfect blend, but we're at wit's end. Is there something we can do? Put some sleigh bells on it. Bring it up in the mix, doggone it. You can't resist that flick of the wrist that sends our Kringle single up.
MRG Concerts present Calpurnia. Calpurnia is a four-piece from Vancouver, Canada, led by Finn Wolfhard, who is best known for his performances on Stranger Things and It. Through a chance meeting on the set of a music video shoot, Finn and drummer Malcolm Craig hit it off immediately. This chemistry then led to Isla Tesler-Mabe and Jack Anderson to join the band, and through their unequivocal passion for music, Calpurnia was created. Catch Calpurnia on December 21st and 22nd at the Vogue Theatre. Tickets on sale at mrgconcerts.com.
This is Nicole from UBC Heart and Stroke Foundation Club. Here at HSF, we aim to promote health and wellness, provide financial and volunteer support for the Heart and Stroke Foundation of BC and Yukon, and foster interest in cardiovascular disease research. If you want to be part of an amazing community of heartthrobs, learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay. Sure.
I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You know, all I know about Pontius Pilate is he has a very good friend in Rome named Biggus Diggus. I just saw Life of Brian again yesterday. Hey, there's another big deal Christmas show thing going on at the Havana this weekend. It's the Pack Animals' Very Campy Christmas. Ever been to a disastrous Christmas pageant? Got your tongue stuck licking a frosty pole? Stormed out of your house mid-Christmas party yelling, "I just can't take it!" Well, you can join the Pack Animals for a brand new holiday adventure complete with campfire songs, puppets, and an untrimmed tree. It's going on at the Havana on Commercial Drive. Two more shows, one tonight at 8 o'clock and one tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are only $15, and you can get them online at Havana Theater, havanavancouver.com/tickets, or you can just show up at the door and let yourself in. It's put together by Scantily Glad Theater, a great bunch of folks, and it's a fun show. It's definitely worth checking out. Other Christmas Eve events that are going on this weekend in theater, we've got the big ones, Beauty and the Beast at the Stanley, and Christmas at Pemberley, the Pride and Prejudice Christmas at the Granville Island stage. But there's some pantos. There's the East Van Panto Wizard of Oz going on at the York. There's the Metro Theater Panto going on at Metro Theater. I think it's Robin Hood this year. There's also one at the Deep Cove Theater and at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. And, of course, the big show, It's a Wonderful Life, at the Gateway Theater in Richmond, featuring your humble host, me, as Mr. Tower, but also some good actors and good singers are in there as well. So we've got another week and a half of shows left. We close on New Year's Eve, but still plenty of tickets are going fast. Sorry, not plenty of good tickets. Tickets are going fast. Get them while they're hot. Don't miss out. It's a Wonderful Life at the Gateway Theater. All right, this is our annual Christmas songs that you may not have heard before, at least for a long time anyway, show. This is Susie Aroli, a song called Call Collect on Christmas.
my mountain home and mother dear. She held me close to her breast. Then she made this last request. Call me on the phone just once a year. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just want to hear your voice on Christmas Day. Home before too long. But this year when I called, there was no answer there at all. I knew right then there must be something wrong. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just wanna hear your voice on Christmas Day. Where she lay, she had been reaching for the phone. But in my heart, I knew that she had been reaching out to me, the one who went away and left her all alone. Don't forget to call collect on Christmas. That's the last words I heard my mother say. As I'm waiting here alone, I'll be sitting by the phone. I just wanna hear your voice on Christmas Day.
Thank you. Now I would like to bring you our Norwegian friend once again, Stan Morrison. You may introduce the next number.
Thank you a lot. You know, folks, my favorite hobby is to take songs that are very popular and then change the words and see how long it takes them to become very unpopular. And I've been having marvelous luck with this song I'd like to sing for you right now. I'd like to sing it first the right way, and then like my Uncle Torvald in Seattle, Washington, sings it. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, ma'am. But you can do the job when you're in town. And later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made. Walking in the winter wonderland. Here we go. Thank you.
bells ring, and I am listening, but I am turning and twisting, because I'm itching up here, and then I'm scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear. Now the front is all battered, and then the back is all tattered, but when I'm cold to the core, I crawl through the trap door, and up into my winter underwear. I don't care if it rains or snows or freezes. I am so warm, I just don't give a hoot. I put on all the stockings I can locate, and then I wear two pair of trousers with my suit. But when the star timbers fire, yeah, then it sets me on fire, because I'm itching up here, and then I'm scratching down there, walking in my winter underwear, dear from Sears robot.
Now I know it's Christmas. My lovely wife, Renee, she doesn't consider it Christmas until she hears Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys. For me, it's winter underwear. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go for everything. And in that vein, the Shemanis Theater Festival is looking for actors for their new show called Lumberjacks in Love. They're holding auditions on the 18th of January. The show itself will begin on September 27th and open on October 18th. Deadline for submissions for auditions is January 3rd. Lumberjacks in Love is a fast-paced, slap-happy musical about a group of lumberjacks whose lives are turned upside down. One of them accidentally brings a mail-order bride into their simple shanty existence. There are 4 male leads and 2 female leads. They're looking for strong comedic actors with a background in physical comedy and musical theater. The ability to play an instrument is also an asset, so when you send in your submissions, make sure you let them know what instruments you can play and what your proficiency on that kind of stuff is. You can send your headshot and resume to V. Caldwell, V-C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L at shemanistheater.ca. There's a workshop coming up in Vancouver in early January. It's called Viva Voce, Speech Arts, and it's specifically about anatomy, movement, and voice. The workshop offers depth to the theory and praxis of movement-based disciplines, so you can explore the body and voice in action. Each segment will explore an element of an anatomical aspect and location. So learn about your body, learn about how you use your body in performance. There are 4 sessions, 2 of them on January 20th and one on January 21st and one on January 22nd. It's led by Jerry Trentham, who is in part of the core faculty with Canada's National Voice Intensive. You can register by sending an email to Camilla. Her address is info@vivavocespeech.ca, and you can check out their stuff on Facebook. Viva Voce is spelled V-I-V-A-V-O-C-E. Also looking for folks. Here it is. Now, I've mentioned this before, but our very first Fringe Festival 2019 audition is coming up later this month and early in January. The play is called Democracy. It's written and directed by Bruce Moen, looking for 3 men and a woman, ages between 25 and 40, the age range of the characters should be roughly the same age. So that sort of give you an indication of what they're looking for. It's a 45-minute comedy about a doll maker and his wife who host their village's regional vote. And they have to deal with a guerrilla who will cut off a finger of anyone who votes and a government functionary who threatens 6 months in jail for anyone who doesn't vote. So, as it says, much fun ensues. If you want to participate, you can contact Bruce. His email is bruce@dreamfilm.ca. Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society, also known as the FVGSS, is presenting Seussical the Musical, not by Gilbert and Sullivan, but by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. It's happening in April, and the auditions are January 3rd, 6th, and 8th. In White Rock area, and as I said, the production happens in April. There are four main characters. Seussical the Musical features the Cat in the Hat, Horton, who hears a who, Gertrude, and Jojo, but there will be other actors cast as well. It's an ensemble show, and if you want to send in your audition, you can send it to FV, I'm a little dyslexic, FVGSSproducer@gmail.com. Burnaby, Align Entertainment Incorporated is looking for a dog to play the role of Sandy in their upcoming production of Annie at the Michael J. Fox Theater in Burnaby. The dog should be gentle, well-behaved, comfortable around children and adults, leash trained, and be willing to go on stage. It doesn't really say that, but yeah, that's kind of a requirement too. Rehearsals will start January 13th, and performances are February 1st to 16th. So the successful applicant should be able to follow simple commands, such as come and sit, but that sort of, you know, that's for almost any actor. So they're holding auditions on Sunday, January 6th at the Lindbergh Academy of Performing Arts in Coquitlam. You can email info@alignentertainment.ca to find out more about that. United Players at the Jericho Arts Center in Point Grey are doing Jerusalem by Jez Butterworth, and that is happening in June. The auditions are in January, the 7th, 11th, and 12th. They're looking for an ensemble, a dynamic ensemble of 16 actors for the Vancouver premiere of this contemporary masterpiece, Jerusalem, a bold comedic vision of life in rural England. So you can send your information to JerusalemUP at protonmail.com, or just go to the United Players website to get more details on that. And it is a British play, and they are specifically looking for Southern English accents from Wiltshire. So if you can do a little accent research, that'll definitely give you a little bump up. In New Westminster, the Vagabond Players are doing Lisa D'Amour's Detroit, directed by friend of the show Ken Finn. The production is happening in April. The auditions are January 13th at the Burnie Leg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. And if you want more information on that, you can go to their website, vagabondplayers.ca. It's actually quite an interesting synopsis here. In a suburb just outside a city that might be Detroit, even though the title of the play is Detroit, a quintessential American backyard party turns quickly into something more dangerous and filled with potential. Vagabondplayers.ca for more information on that. North Van Community Players doing Almost Maine, a show that we saw at the Pacific Theater last year, and it's very entertaining, and I'm glad someone's bringing it back. It's going to be on at the theater at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver in April. The auditions are in January, the 20th and 22nd. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to North Van Community Players, and our friend Miles Lufkalich is going to be directing that. Metro Player has a couple of auditions coming up. Communicating Doors by Alan Akeborn is going to be performing in May, and their auditions are January 23rd. And then another Metro audition, Joan Bryans is directing Jane Austen's Persuasion, and that's happening in March. The auditions for that are January 26th. So two Metro auditions, one on the 23rd, one on the 26th of January. You can go to their website for more information on that. And you can also check out VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca for details on these or other audition notices. Or you can just send us something. You can share it on our Facebook page. You can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And that's our show.
Slay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Christmas is coming up. Hope you have a good one. We'll be back next week for our end of the year show. If you want to check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca, stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crispin at 2 o'clock, and Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays, and have a cool Yule. Bye-bye.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
My God, I'm so lonely.